From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. In a few minutes, the new Supreme Court session starts Monday. They're expected to take up cases that will affect the midterm elections.
But first to the last monthly jobs report from the Labor Department before the midterm elections. It came out today, and it says the unemployment rate has fallen to 5.9%. That is the lowest it's been in more than 6 years. The report also said that U.S. employers added a net 248,000 jobs in the month of September. Michael Regan of Bloomberg News joins us from New York with more on this. Michael, welcome back.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.
And let's first talk about the unemployment rate down to 5.9%. As we said there, the lowest in 6 years. Is this good news or is this a sign that people are dropping out of the labor force?
I would interpret it as good news. And the stock market certainly is a big rally in the stock market after this. And the reason is, you know, basically we've seen this slow, steady increase in employment. And one of the numbers I always look at when this report comes out is the difference between the total change in payrolls and the change in private payrolls. Now, private payrolls exclude government jobs.
Right.
And for many months in previous years during the recovery from the recession, you know, obviously governments were cutting jobs pretty aggressively, and they were a net negative on total payroll gains or losses during the month. So, you know, the total number is about 12,000 higher, which means, you know, governments are hiring again. So they're no longer a drag on the payrolls. That's a good number. The, you know, as you said, the unemployment rate is a 6-year low. I think you have to look at it as a positive.
And still the vast majority, by the way, are private sector jobs here in this report, right?
Right, right. 236,000 gain in private sector jobs, so all but about 12,000 of them.
All right. And where are the job gains in the private sector coming? What are the sectors that are doing well?
Some of the biggest gains came from construction companies added 16,000 jobs. Retail jobs increased by 35,000. To get more in the weeds, automakers hired about 3,300 jobs. And, you know, that's a very cyclical industry. Automakers, you know, bring people on and off as their production, you know, schedules warrant. So, you know, good number, but more of a seasonal number than anything.
Well, and I see that employment at food and beverage stores rebounded 19,500 after a decline in August when workers walked off the job at the New England grocer Market Basket. That was a big story back then, and it looks like it actually affected the jobs number in the country.
It does, yes. Labor walkouts like that can absolutely have big impacts on these numbers, as we've seen this month for sure.
What about hourly earnings? What happened there?
Well, they were pretty much flat, down a little bit month over month. Looking year over year, they were up about 2%. Which is rather weak. You know, the peak before the recession was about 3.9% year over year. So it, you know, it sort of reflects the idea that jobs are being added, but as we just discussed, you know, they're sort of retail jobs, you know, and not necessarily the highest quality jobs. One of the we interviewed a woman for our story today on the report named Drew Brown in Baltimore, and here she is. She has a master's degree in biology, biological oceanography. I can't even say it. It's It's so complicated. And she lost her job, and now she's working as a driver for a car rental company. So that's, you know, sort of a poster child for some of the issues still left in the labor market. Yeah, their jobs are increasing, not necessarily the best jobs, though.
I want to ask you about one other thing, a big story in the business world that's going on today. The news of this cyber attack on JPMorgan Chase over the summer compromised many more accounts than previously thought. 76 million households and 7 million small businesses were compromised. JPMorgan says there's no evidence that passwords or social security numbers were taken, but this is a real black eye for JPMorgan. What should we take from this?
It is, yeah, it's an amazing story, the size and scope of that breach. I think, you know, and J.P. Morgan said this too. They said, look, the biggest risk to consumers is phishing, where, you know, someone emails you trying to get you, you know, trick you into giving them your passwords. And they didn't explicitly say that's what happened in this instance, but it was an employee's password that was used to initiate this breach. So, you know, really be careful with those passwords. Don't just type them into any email you get.
Well, and it took them, what, a month or more to figure out that this hack was going on?
Right. It started in June. And then they found it in around August.
Wow.
So, you know, most of the summer they were in there.
Michael Regan of Bloomberg News on this big breach at J.P. Morgan and also today's jobs report. Again, the unemployment rate down to 5.9%, the lowest in more than 6 years, with more than 248,000 jobs, or exactly that many, added in September. Michael, thanks.
Thanks for having me.